blah, 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 blah. Yeah. All right, so I got basically... Final Countdown. Let's see, this is going to be episode...
107?
No.
106, 7, 8... 109!
God damn, we have a few...
Or possibly 110, if I get that one from you.
Yeah, we got a few in the bag then.
Yeah, this was the longest I've ever gone without putting one up. It's been like 8 days because I was away. I kept trying to get one together on the road, but I didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah, smoke this.
Too much partying. Now I'm back to the straight and narrow. That's the sound of
smoke. So,
yeah, I think that'll do for me. Oh, no. Not too much. I burned my throat. So we're here.
This is going to be
Matt McNally. We're here with Coach Craig. Picard 102. We're waiting for Joel. He'll show up some point. So yeah, that's since I just got back from the States. I just took quick notes like day by day. I figured I could just talk about my adventures. But so that's what I got. It might take me a little while. So before then, anyone got any? What have you guys been up to? What's been going on?
I found another bar to DJ at.
Oh, nice.
And it turns out I was kind of getting the short end of the stick at Lot 16. Now it's a small bar, so I don't blame them. But like. Yeah, I'll be paid a lot more money, and also I get unlimited drinks as opposed to like two drinks at Lot 16.
Right.
And now there's a cover to this place, but I get unlimited guest lists, so I can put all of you on the internet on the guest list if you want to come on a night when I'm DJing.
Where is this place?
It's called Parts and Labor. I'm not exactly sure where it is. In the West End. Well, I won't be doing anything until November 19th. I'm DJing Morgan's birthday party.
Shit, nice.
Yeah.
That should be fun.
Yeah.
Wicked. How about you, Picard? What you been up to?
Nothing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd you like my appearance on Keith and the Girl? Seems like people thought it went alright.
Yeah, it was alright.
Hey, you didn't cry.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I was expecting...
Keith Malley brought that up.
Yeah, I was expecting him to tear you apart a little more, but they were just like, yep, that's just McNally. They didn't ask about New York, really?
Yeah, it was like, well, we talked about it a bit the day before, yeah. I think. Kind of got it out of the system a bit. I guess I'm jumping ahead, though. So, anyone want to hear about my adventures in the States, then?
No.
Because I can't think of anything else I had to bring up. Just Pleasantville, but I already told you guys. Okay, well, let me just do the Pleasantville thing real fast. So I watched Pleasantville today, or yesterday, and, you know, it's the movie where he goes into, like, Leave It to Beaver world, and as people are all repressed, and then as they open up, they turn into color, and everyone feels good about life. But it just goes from them being Leave It to Beaver robots to... happy
sex
and
robots.
Normal. Yeah, like sex robot.
Brad?
Yeah, but like nothing bad happens, you know? Like they just learn how to paint or how to appreciate poetry and shit. There definitely should have been a rape and murder in there, I think.
Yeah, crime should have been introduced.
The guy turns a color once he rapes the woman.
Yeah.
And then he
turns black.
Once he can. Beat me to it. That's the color he turns to, a black man.
I was listening back to that one we did with Jeff, and we were talking to Langtree about, like, scale of 1 to 10, how much do you think your present outfit means you want to be raped? And it's like, 10, you definitely are going to get raped. But 2 was a black guy will rape you. That was one of Picard's greatest hits. Oh, fucking Jesus. Died.
That's awesome. Pretty good.
See, like, I feel like, yeah, we're finally pushing past into layer 2 of racism, where it's just a little more clever, but not really.
No, it's still just as racist.
I wonder if I should put on, I can hear it blowing out a little bit. That'll be fine. Yeah, like that. All right, so, here's what I was thinking about this. All right, so,
please tell.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go, like, day by day, whatever comes to mind. If anyone has any questions or comments, you know, feel free to stop.
Can you tell your story in a southern drawl?
I could.
Yeah, we've just been watching, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
It would be.
Kind of in the mood for it.
Fake as hell.
Southern drawl.
Well, let me just tell y'all what I was thinking as a preamble, is... there's things about this tale that... I just feel like I don't want said necessarily to certain folk that might have been involved or whatnot. Things that could hurt a man's feelings or lady's feelings. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to tell you guys whatever happened straight up. All my thoughts about every single person and every single thing. And then as I go back later, I'm no doubt going to cut some of this. But I just figured...
You know what? I wasn't following you until you went back into your normal voice.
Yeah,
I was following.
I was not understanding what you were saying.
Yeah, there's going to be some cuts in here is what I'm saying. But I'm not going to try to... pre-cut. I'll just you know, worry about it later.
Who's the biggest bitch face?
I don't know. No one's that bad, but you know, you can't say anything bad about anybody. You know, it'll all, it's all, especially in the little internet community, it'll all get back to people and whatnot.
But that's why we're editing it out later.
Yeah.
You just said that.
Yeah, I wonder if I should leave this part in too, so people can just wonder. Everyone will assume I had some horrible things to say about them.
Yeah, you should.
So
he's talking about you, asshole.
So day one, I don't know, I feel like this is already too boring.
Was my buddy Scotticus there, if I can interrupt?
No, I didn't see him. Although it's funny, because he's not too far from there. He lives in PA. Well, let me say that. Pennsylvania is fucking horrible. It's the worst. Like, I guess probably Pittsburgh is okay. I've never been there. But every time I pass through, I noticed this when me and Ben were driving through, and I noticed it this time. Just instantly, just people become just horrible white trash pieces of shit. Just amazing. It's like you're in New York State, everything's fine. You get to Maryland, everything's fine. As soon as you cross over, just the shittiest people.
Like right over the border, eh?
Yeah, it's like that, like what I was just saying earlier off mic about the South and how horrible they are and their Walmarts and their horrible amoeba people. It's just like that.
So like,
well, I noticed when I drove down to Florida with my buddy's family when I was younger, the accent got like southerner and southerner and southerner down to Georgia, and then as soon as we crossed the Georgia border into Florida, it's like you were in Canada hearing people talk. Like, it was crazy. Like, it was literally like as soon as we got across the border.
So what do you mean, like, trailer trash hicks? Like, everyone's just wearing white beaters and walking around in sandals?
Well, all of a sudden, no, it's like everyone's got neck tattoos and they're just wearing, like, a Tupac.
Modern hicks.
Yeah, like a skinny white kid with a Tupac t-shirt that's, like, too big for him, and just everything came from some shitty mall. Like that sort
Wally
of...
World?
Yeah, Wally World. Like, you know, like those No Fear shirts, like that type of thing.
The ones from like 1994?
Right. Yeah. I can't think of a more modern example, but just the type of people that would wear that. It's like sweatpants, except everywhere, and like two grades poorer than that.
Man.
Just everyone looks weird, everyone's got weird faces.
Like around here, you see those people every once in a while, but it's not the norm, really.
Right. Oh, it's just everywhere.
So, yeah, it must be weird.
Totally unbelievable. So I'm already feeling bored by some of these notes. I'm going to skip through real fast. So, yeah, these notes. Why did I think this was interesting?
Just say them all. Let's go.
I guess it's interesting at the time. Well, I had a pretty fun time in New York, like staying at Keith and Hemda's studio, which is just basically an apartment. Like, it's just, it's got a shower, it's got a stove, it's got a fridge. Like, it's...
That's sweet.
Yeah, and the first couple days they were around a lot. They were setting up the VIP thing, a lot of work. But then after they went to DC, it's just like no one's there except me. And it really made New York like way more fun. Like I was just walking around and...
it's in a story, right?
Yeah, so like I was just...
it's much closer than where you lived before, so which was like a billion miles away.
In Manhattan.
It's like right next door to Manhattan.
Yeah, it's sort of right by Manhattan, yeah. So like one time I was just walking around and I was at St. Mark's Place. And I found a subway, and I'm just like, I don't even know what subway's here or what. And the subway there is the same one that goes right to the new studio. 20 minutes later, I was home. Like, nice. Awesome. It made a big difference. It made New York kind of fun. But New York, it's like a checkerboard where it's like, you'd say you're the knight, you know, and you got to move carefully to get to this next nice spot, because even like where Keith and Hemda's new studio is, that neighborhood's cool. But two train stops down, it just sucks. It just sucks balls. Like, everything is so specific.
So is their studio in a bedroom still, or do they just put it in the living room this time?
Yeah, I guess it's like the living room, and then what would be the bedroom is where they keep all their merch.
Ah.
All the merchandise.
Nice.
Yeah, it must be expensive. I don't know.
Well, yeah, they basically have three apartments now.
Yeah.
In New York.
Yeah.
But what I noticed in general is, just like you were saying, how everyone seemed all nice to me on the forums and stuff, the whole vibe of Keith and the Girl, because I've been way out of the loop lately, is it's just nicer in general. Like, everyone was just cool on the forums. Keith and Hemda didn't really give me any shit about anything. And
it's like people are maturing, becoming adults.
Well, I really think it's like that night after I did... Okay, so the first night I got there, me and Kyle went out drinking until I was seeing double. Like, I was so drunk, it was fucking crazy. Like, two separate times, like, he'd text me, like, oh, we went, you know, come out to the patio or whatever. And I just go out and I have to slowly scan the whole place. And him and this chick that he was hanging out with that night, they just were watching me. Like, really? How long is it going to take him to fucking notice where we are?
Oh, child.
But that made New York's, you know, makes it super fun.
being blackout drunk.
Right. But man, I still haven't thrown up. I haven't thrown up in like 20 years. I just get crazy shits. Like the next day, I just shit out my soul many times. Like, it was just unbelievable.
I think I'd rather have that than throwing up.
Yeah, I don't know, I guess. It's just, and then you get crazy dehydrated. And so that day I was on Keith and the Girl, I'd only slept for 4 hours, and I was just shitting constantly for the next 4 hours. And yeah, I'm amazed that the show went as well as it did. There were parts where like Keith had some story about a retard kid on a bus, and I missed the whole thing. Like, I was just like, what did he just say? What the fuck? Should I ask him or should I just let it go? Like, there's a couple parts where there's no comments from me because I was just like, I was out of it. So I'm glad it went okay.
Yeah, they happened to bring up your lack of job situation.
Yeah.
And your lack of medical attention situation.
Well, you brought that up. They didn't care.
Oh, yes, I did. That's
awesome. But yeah, on their little poll, like who would take McNally's life, only 10% of people said they would. Which is understandable. It is a life of, what's the word you'd put? Like if you're...
It's called meager have-notness.
Yeah, meager have-notness.
Joel's here.
Instead of being, like when you have the ability to do things like...
Freedom?
Yeah.
So you're not free. You're like the Taliban or something, or like Afghanistan.
Howdy, sir. Did you avoid the rain?
I did.
We started recording a little bit without you.
That's okay.
It's only been like 10 minutes.
It smells fancy in here.
Yeah?
There's a little bit of this,
No, I got in-laws in town.
Herbal cigarette?
Smell that shit on. No.
So, how you been?
I've been alright.
I've just been, I don't know, I made little notes about New York, but now that I'm reading back, they're largely boring.
Talking about Keith not having a job.
Yeah, so then after the show there, and I finally got to pass out for a bit, and then Keith had to come back to the studio that night to, you know, fix shit for the Keith and the Girl VIP stuff. So it was just me and him hanging out drinking for like, I don't know, it was like 3 hours, and yeah, he just seemed nicer. Then Kat came over, and they all, like, Kat's really quiet in like the big group stuff, but then just her and him, like, it sort of made sense, a lot more sense than it used to make to me. Like, I'm like, yeah, they do kind of seem to fit. It's kind of all right. I don't need any beer. Thank you. Yeah, I've already got coffee and weed. I don't even have the trifecta. Yeah.
Bacardi, you want some?
No. Oh, maybe I'll have some of it. Anyway, yeah.
So, yeah, what's your plan on getting a job then, now that everyone has told you to get a job?
By the way, can I bring up a small bone of contention?
No.
Not all of us are miserable with our jobs.
Yeah, you are.
I'm really not. I like my job, actually. I'm miserable that I'm not a millionaire,
right,
and that I have to work, but I like my job. You know, it's the best job I've had so far.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and didn't at one point you say we were all jealous of you or something like that?
I don't know.
because we don't...
Of McNally?
Yeah, because he's like, you know, they all wish they could, like, spend all day reading books or something. I'm like, who said that?
That's partially true.
There's a certain amount of, especially in that particular venue, of Keith the Girl, everything's moving quick, not a lot of time to, maybe after my coffee, not a lot of time to really flesh out ideas, you know, paint with a broad stroke.
Sure.
This is easier to describe things the way that I did.
No, I wasn't offended. I don't think that's true.
Right.
But everyone hates the job. Right?
Well, that's what I think.
Yeah.
Was that Ramon's quote? Yeah, it's being in a rock band, it's the best fucking job in the world. But it's still a job and I hate it.
Well, and on that level, sure, that's true. It's, yeah, I would rather be independently wealthy than... working, but
I guess that's one thing about the whole thing. I mean, I don't know that it, now that it became a poll, I mean, I certainly wasn't trying to convince anybody to take on my lifestyle, which they can't anyway. This is a nice option that I have. It's not like it's being offered to people.
It's not only that, but even if everybody had your offer, I think it takes you to be able to live the way you do. Like you're a special case.
But if you did have more money, how do you think you would live?
Very similarly.
Really?
Exactly my point.
Yeah. Because anytime you do have money, it seems to just boom, it's gone.
Yeah. No. I mean, like I understand, my brother's very similar to you in the fact that, you know, he can live on nothing and then...
Oh, lean forward, by the way. I'm tired of all our shows sounding so shitty. That one with Jeff at Lot 16.
The
worst sounding. It's a good show, but just... Because now that I'm thinking back, we're at the big table. I think he was leaning back, you know.
Right. So. Right.
Easy solutions to these problems. Do what I say.
Okay, go on. Yeah, no, like I was saying, like my brother is very similar to you in the fact that he can live on nothing. He's a minimalist. He's, you know, like he can just kind of, exist on nothing. But when he does have money, it's like he's fucking Rockefeller, you know? Like,
right. Well, I think the thing, though, with when I do have money and it goes away, I don't have anything to show for it. Like, I don't buy things. It's all just, I'll just go out a lot more. I mean, yeah. I'd eat at a restaurant every day if I could. But I have a feeling that would top out that type of thing pretty easily. Like, you don't have to be very much more rich than me to do all the little things that I want to do. And I was thinking that way. I was trying to convince my friend Matt this, and he didn't see it as much as me, but just that it doesn't seem like being rich would be that great in this current world, because we can all do things rich people can do, just we only get to do them once in a while. But like, if you want to go take a helicopter to ski down the Alps, you can, you know, or sure. We've all been at a fancy hotel, we've all experienced these things. You could do it every day, but
I have not had enough money to, like, you know, watch a person, you know, be hunted as sport.
No, I think you have if you wanted it bad enough.
Yeah, I would just save up for it. Yeah, right. Is what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, like, I don't know, I just feel like being a rich guy, if you were, you know, fucking Puff Daddy right now, or you're us, you know, I mean, it's not like inconceivable. It's not like going from being a slave to a king. It's just more of the shit that we already have.
Celebrities are like the royalty of our society today.
Right, but like, there's only...
At the same point, what do they do that we don't do? Like, if we wanted drugs, we could get drugs. If we wanted...
Right, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like, there's nothing that, yeah, that's blocked off to us, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, they just party with, like, you know, more expensive booze and have more bling. And,
that's true. Well, you know, we're on the topic. Why don't we sponsor
introduce our beer?
What's the hobo
this?
Beer.
What's this called?
This is Wells IPA. It
comes in a 2-liter bottle.
Comes in a 2-liter bottle, and it is my poverty drink of choice.
See,
so,
we're doing what Puff Daddy could be doing right now.
Exactly. It's not Cristal. It's the next best thing, though.
Yeah, I lived for like a few years on like $600 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not fun at all.
No.
Like, I don't know how you do it, like, all the time. It's like, well, I don't know, just ask for a little bit more money, or like...
That's the thing, too, is that I need to learn to motivate myself better. But all the things that I really, really want to do don't take money at all. I want to sit here and work on XO episodes or make a documentary or something. I just don't, you know?
Well, and that's the whole... I mean, that's the conundrum, right? Like, it's always, like, time versus money. So when you have all the time in the world, you have none of the money. But then when you have all the time in the world, you know, you just don't get around to it. So, like, there's always an excuse, no matter what you do.
Yeah, why don't you, like, do something with this documentary idea you were going on about?
Yeah, like, Jesus. There's definitely something wrong with
Kickstarter.
This particular lifestyle system I've got, because like, even just now I got back from the States, I blew so much money, so I got to be a little careful till the end of the month, make sure I got the rent money and all without having to beg my parents and being more ashamed. So I won't have a ton of money to do stuff for a week and a half or so, but I'm like, awesome, this will be my chance to just stay home and catch up on all kinds of shit. But I just never do.
What have you done so far since you've been back? Sleep?
What, it's black, so it's on this trip? Well, I mean, that doesn't count. It was yesterday, for fuck's sake. Yeah, yeah. I'm just catching up.
You should have got your whole life together in the last, like, 12 hours.
It's true.
Like, come on.
It's plenty of time.
More time than I had to get my life together today.
Yeah. Yeah, see, poor old Craig just goes to work, comes home, does a podcast with us, and then it's going to be time for bed.
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, I'd like to play Oblivion today. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Would you also like to lean in towards the microphone?
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
But you know what? Speaking of extracurricular activities, I'm getting so much headway on this fucking epic we've been filming.
Oh, yeah?
I've been...
Our feature-length movie?
I swear to God, it's going to feel that way.
Every fucking thing we filmed was at least like five... It's the length of a trailer.
Yeah,
like,
no,
there wasn't a scene we filmed that was not a trailer-length...
See, yeah, it's not a trailer anymore. It's a thing, but I'm gonna call it the epic.
It's like an EP if a movie
exactly.
is an LP.
Exactly. It's a short film in trailer format.
Nice. I think that sounds like a good way to put it.
But anyway, yeah. No, my goal has been to try and knock off a scene a night, and so far it's been pretty good. But I have in-laws in town now, so that's gonna shoot this week. But.
So, when we were hanging out that night after the show, it was just me, Kat, and Keith, and I think that's why the whole show seemed so much more aggressive back when I was there, 2008, 2009, was because little did we know, but yeah, they were breaking up, their whole life was falling apart, and they didn't tell anybody, and it's like, and now it's like, yeah, it's way different, it's much nicer, like, I mean, granted, this was only a couple of days that I was hanging out with them, but everything was so much smoother. And
when it started out, their lives were a lot shittier too, right? Like, they were working clown parties. Keith was at restaurants. They never had any money.
Yeah, things seem like it's all smoothed out pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. The other day, Jen always watches the John Oliver show.
Mike Lawrence is his opener now.
Well, this is the thing. She's like, okay, you have to see this guy. You're so going to dig this guy. And I saw like 2 seconds, because I've never seen him before, but I saw 2 seconds of his bit. I'm like, that's fucking Mike Lawrence. She's like, how do you know every single fucking comedian I show you? I'm like, because I listen to Keith My Girl, and he's another one. She's like, okay, are you going to talk through this whole thing now, or are we going to watch some jokes? So... Sorry, I shouldn't have said it anyway. Dodging applause. Yeah.
So here's one thing the last, was it Thursday? I guess they'd stayed an extra day in New York. Anyway, after Keith and Hemda left, there was one day where...
Please tell me what the weather was like first.
It was pretty nice. It was a little chilly. I had to buy a hoodie. I got a new hoodie. I got a new hat, too.
Very really? Exciting. Mr. Nice. Rich, Rich Pants over here. Yeah, well. Not currently wearing any pants, but...
yeah.
Is it stripedy?
No, it's like an old, more just a gray old man hat. Similar nice. Style, though. Yeah, well, here's one thing is I found out when...
the hats again?
yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I like having a hat.
All right.
Yeah, so the phone I borrowed from Brad, it turns out, I only found out at the very end, right before I came back, that it wasn't always working right. Like, I got texts from everyone, but some people didn't get texts in return. And I only figured this out the last day where I was usually, like, sometimes texting the guy, the other Keith I was staying with from Maryland, and sometimes I'd Facebook him, and, like, he would only get back to me on the Facebook thing. So finally I was like, are these texts getting through? And he's like, I've never received a text from your phone. So that made this day make a little more sense, potentially, where I was walking around in the afternoon, and there was Lily and Andrea that day were the two chicks that I could maybe possibly hang out with. And neither of them got back to me. And maybe they were just blowing me off. Or maybe my phone didn't work. But
could have banged both of them. In the same day, probably.
Goddamn Brad.
Well, that's kind of what I was going to discuss. So it was like 2 o'clock.
Goddamn Brad?
No. Banging broads.
Did you bang someone?
Oh, I had a little... My birthday went okay. We'll get to that.
Oh, yay!
All right. So I was walking around, and Andrea had Facebooked me and was like, I'm going to be off at 7 o'clock on Thursday. Here's my number. And so I was like, okay, I got time to kill till 7. So I was like, all right. Well, Lily also texted me on the way into town. Like, if you're free, let's hang out and do something. And that's what I was trying to decide is, should I even get in touch with Lily? Because is there any reason for me to do that except to try to bang her, really? That's probably all I'm going to try to do.
Why do you
part
care?
So the answer is yes.
Because, that's one of my notes that I skipped, I guess. Let me jump back to the day that, the day I was hanging out with Kyle and came home super drunk. There was this really hot Bulgarian girl who had been at our bar that we were at, making out with some guy. And then she was waiting for the G train by herself. And I was all drunk and seeing Dublin stumbling around. So I just went over and was like, hey, what's up? Weren't you making out with that guy? And we just ended up taking the train home because it's a little complicated. The G to the 7 to the N. I'm glad she was there. But this is one of the things. She was super drunk.
Bingo. That's just...
Right. But like, I was super drunk. She was super drunk. And her story was like that she was hitting on the bartender who she likes more than this guy she was making out with, so that's why he got mad and left, and that's why she's going home alone. And I guess it's one of those things where there's still just in the back of my brain, like, the man thing is where I should be trying to hook up or whatever. But this chick was totally friendly and had glad to have someone to talk to, but just the little things, like, I'd be like, what stop are you getting off at? And just she'd say, like, I get off here, but you should go... end of line to your stop, you know, like just enough to
that's clear enough. Yeah, right, sure.
So yeah, then I could still, I mean, she was so drunk, I don't think it would be unworkable. I don't think it would be inconceivable to turn her around, but she doesn't really want to, and like I just can't do that, right?
No, but it's easy. You just go, what if I walked you home?
Right.
You know? And then,
but don't you feel like all that stuff is kind of sleazy? Like, if it's
Yes, I do, and I think it's awesome.
Right? I wouldn't even have talked to a random stranger on the subway. You're disgusting, sir.
Right. Well, I think the difference is, like, there's definitely girls that I've run into, particularly in Keith and the Girl stuff, but, like, the signs are there, the signals are there that they're there to have fun and be party girls and let's bang.
Sure, yeah.
And I still don't do it. So that's where I'm thinking, like, I should just let that stuff happen. But it seems like an extra step beyond to try to be the guy that's trying to whip every little thing into fucking.
Yeah.
I'd absolutely guy.
I don't know if it's like whipping everything into fucking. It's,
you see an opportunity.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
And truthfully, if you know, you suggest that you go to her place and she says okay, then you go to her place. It's up to her what happens, right?
Right.
Seems like a lot of effort.
But where I was getting to with that roundabout thing is that, you know, Lily is way, way younger than me, probably a good 10 years. And really, the only way that I know her is us talking about writing, because I think she is a really good writer, legitimately. And when she sent me the text when I was coming into town, it's like, you know, hey, I'd like to hang out. I'll see if I can, you know, fight my way out of my depression long enough to come... get out of bed or whatever.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and I'm just like, so it just seems like it would be like triple level scummy for me to try to sleep with this
guy. But on the other hand, you're from out of town. So in a lot of ways, when you're in New York, you're in New York. You don't live there anymore. You know, like that, even though it's still kind of your scene, there's no reason to turn down sex on the grounds of anything other than like...
She said no.
Exactly.
Plus, a coach can give you a little advice. She's please, impressed. Yes. You're going to cheer her up. Stick a dick in her.
You know, that did cross my mind. And I'm like, you never know. It's possible, right? I mean, that's very possible.
It's more than possible. Yeah. Let me tell you.
No, sex feels good. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah. Probably, man, getting fucked.
Make her happy.
Ladies like that. It just gets them out of the downy dumps, you know?
The downy dumps. Yeah, well, I guess it's just, I'm still, how can I explain this, I guess? It's like, just those opportunities of just chicks falling in your lap of like, let's go bang, very rarely happens. Like, without the, like, it's easy to get across the attitude of just disinterest. That's like the easiest thing in the world. Like, I find to keep a woman engaged in the let's go bang, just my whole attitude has to change, and I have to just, and then that to me feels like being some kind of shark, like, I'm just trying to work it.
I think, okay, if I could speak for us as a collective, the Vinyl Countdown, I think a big problem that we all collectively have with sex is that we're pretty cerebral about it. Like, we don't think with our dicks. We're pretty heady about it. Yeah, and Picard's looking at me weird, but even you are pretty heady about it. Otherwise, you wouldn't need fucking fetishes, man. You know, like, we're way deep in our heads when it comes to sex. I'm only including myself to make you feel better, by the way.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. That can come up in another story I got later that may not have to cut. But but then, so then once 7 o'clock rolled around and, or I don't know, I texted Andrea earlier that day and just never heard back from her. And I was like, oh, well, I guess that's too bad. But with her, I mean, she's always just like making out with me and like, you know, trying to almost like goad me into banging her. And I think with her... I know she's got a boyfriend. I was just like, this is where I finally hit the point where I'm just like, you know what? Why do I give a shit? Yeah, like if this is gonna happen, this should happen today.
Mm-hmm.
And then
this will be like, and then the billionth time she's basically begging you to fuck her.
Yeah, when I figured out that my phone hadn't been working, that was the one thing where I was just like,
to the balls right there.
Yeah, like what the fuck? Like, you know that
Brad? Just blame Brad.
Well, she still lent me a phone that like was super useful, but I'm glad I had. I would have had to buy a whole phone without him. So, but yeah, that was a shame. That was definitely a shame.
All right, how much would you get one of those disposable phones out of 7-Eleven for?
I don't know, like $30, and then I'd have to put...
All right, $30 to get laid.
But I didn't know this wasn't going to work, you know?
All right. I'd still like to hear more from you, Coach. How would you have played this play differently?
Yeah, had a working phone?
We've been going over that.
Yeah, have a working phone, A.
See, I feel like...
But I mean, he didn't know that don't care. Until...
Yeah, like, I sent her one text, you know, earlier in the day, like, 4:45 or something. And, I figured, like, since I just assumed that text got through, like, if I was to then Facebook her or call her, like, then I'm just turning into a weirdo, right? So, I think that kind of did all I could do was just... She was going to get back to me, and she would, and she didn't.
Yeah.
He'll be back.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe the phone worked with that. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, I have no idea. But yeah, it's like, so with the Lily thing, I was like, maybe that's for the best anyway, because I was just in that mood, in that mindset of like, let's chercher la femme. Yeah, and I don't know if that would have been a smart idea on any level.
Yeah, but you bang her and then you immediately leave New York State. There's nothing. It's win-win.
I'm with Picard on this one 100%. 110%, if that's okay.
Yeah,
what about, do you know how old she is exactly? What about that?
She's younger than me.
I mean, that's a pretty big age difference, too.
Is it?
No, it's not bad. It's not bad.
What's it, half your age plus seven?
Yeah, but at the same point,
I feel like anybody,
given your social economic status, you're like more like 22.
I still feel like anybody who's largely aware of Pokemon, I feel like it's just not, it's not okay for me to be fucking them.
maybe not. But I think it's okay. I think it's okay.
I would fuck her. No,
I haven't seen her, but I bet I would.
Oh yeah. Anyway, yeah. So I met Noah Lee. I met one of our fans, the guy who sent us. Yeah, like Noah sent us the letters or the questions recently for each person, and I forgot about this. He had to remind me, but he suggested with Weed Wisdom that Cracker Jacks would be awesome because they have a toy or a prize inside. Yeah,
they are awesome.
And we said, like, well, where are we going to find Cracker Jacks? So.
Yeah, what do we have to do to get Mike to do a Weed Wisdom these days?
Get him some...
Well, we're going to have Cracker Jacks now, because this is... Oh, and that...
No.
So, we ended up... So we went to D.C., and there was, like, a house party the night before the Keith and the Girl thing. And that was kind of cool, too, because the people that I was staying with, Keith and Nicole from Maryland, they don't really know Keith and the Girl at all. So I go in, and everyone's like, oh, McNally! And people are like, oh, let me shake your hand, let me get a picture, all this, you know, shit. And then just afterward, other Keith was just like... This is like, what was that? Like, you go in like you're a folk hero or something. Yeah. And I was just like, yeah, man, I don't know. Internet stuff, it's pretty cool. It's like 363 days, no one cares, and then you get a couple of fucking cool days. But everybody just knew me through Keith and the Girl. And then Noah Lee, the good old Noah, comes in.
Sweet.
Yeah, and he not only, you know, is he like the Vinyl Countdown guy, so that was exciting that he knows and gives a shit about this podcast. He knew it was my birthday the next day, and it brought me a birthday present, and in it was Cracker Jacks.
Crazy, I didn't even know it was your birthday.
Yeah, while I was in the States on Sunday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, I knew it was your birthday, but yeah.
Yeah, I think my best unofficial birthday present were those shoes you gave me.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you wear them the whole
week? Yeah, and it's cool. They're good.
Yeah. How about this? I have this for you.
What is this?
Sweet. I kept it under the couch.
Warm vanilla sugar body splash.
I was keeping it under the couch for an undetermined amount of time. Save that for your dates.
Rudy, was this really yours?
No, I have no idea. It was under the couch when we moved it, though.
Speaking of birthdays,
right.
I have an impact.
So someone made a comment on your thing, some weirdo name from England or something, some girl, Boyd. And then you two were going back and forth, and I said,
"Oh,
just fuck already?"
Right.
Someone reported that comment to Facebook, and I couldn't log into Facebook.
What?
Really? Yeah, so it was
It was probably that bitch Boyd.
What was the name? I can't remember the full name.
Boylan or some fucking dumb bitch name. That's what I say.
Fuck that bitch.
It was Bronwyn.
Bronwyn, yeah.
Yeah, so I got a happy birthday from someone called Bron. So I was like, hey, thanks, man. And she's like, man, it's, you know, it's Bronwyn. It's short for blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, okay, haha, that's funny, whatever. I didn't know that. Yeah, so then Picard was like, God, just fuck already. So... Who else would have accepted her, right?
Yeah, exactly. So this chick reports my comment, and Facebook is like, you can't log in. Your comment has been reported, and it's under review. And then it's like, to even begin to log in, you must delete this comment first.
That's not really review, is it? Isn't that just,
well,
like,
apparently they're looking into it, according to the stupid thing.
Can't you just choose, like, yeah, it was just a dumb joke, and I'm not that attached to it?
Yeah,
you
know,
like, I'll happily delete it. Thank you.
Man. That's lame.
Now I'm going to report one of her comments.
If that was her, then that's not cool, man.
Report all her comments, even like the ones like, really? That is so cute. I love that sweater.
Because she was like, oh, that's one less. Because you said the other Bromlin you knew is probably dead. And she was like, well, that's one less I have to compete with. So I was like, just fuck already.
Oh.
And I got in shit for it.
Man.
I wasn't saying we had
she
to
doesn't
do
listen
this
to the Vinyl Countdown, obviously.
I guess we're doing the gum segment now.
Let's
I didn't mean we had to do this now.
Do I need to make up a song?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Make up a song using the comic strip you're about to read.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, yeah. Good call. Yeah, like we're all going to read our shitty comics.
Okay,
yeah.
So for the record, those of you who were born in the 80s, you might remember, or the 70s, you might remember Bazooka Joe. Or the fucking 40s, but
yeah,
anyway,
the
here's
gum
the song.
Comes with comics wrapped around the gum.
Joe, I'd like to get my boyfriend something special for his birthday. It's a birthday like McNally had recently.
Fuck, it says that? Are these fortune cookies?
How about a color TV? Oh no, that's great. What color should I get him? It's gone.
Oh!
Get a color TV.
Oh, I got
color. I got
the phone ringing. And then Joe answers, and he says, "Mort, the phone's for you." So Mort goes, "Thanks, but I already own one."
Oh, dumbass Mort.
Do you think these are the same strips from the olden days, or do they make new ones?
That's got to be like from the 60s, the color TV one.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's true. Fucking lame.
Yeah, you wouldn't say color TV.
All right, mine is, "I'm worried. I keep talking to myself." Wow, that doesn't mean you're weird. Yeah, but the stuff I say is crazy. Oh, je me parle souvent à moi-même. It's the French version, too. These comics suck.
Dear Joe,
they have subtitles. It's like subtitles.
My guy does nothing but watch football. How can I get him to notice me? Dear TW, join his favorite team and kick the game-winning field goal. Joel. What the fuck?
That's some good advice. That's what Coach says right there.
Oh, yeah.
So, Bazooka Joe, good as you guys remember it.
Yeah, it's not bad. Right. Actually, these are less stale than usual. Usually, whenever I'd buy the individual 5-cent ones, like, just never.
Oh, yeah. That's why you buy, like, the 12-pack.
Yeah, they weren't even chewable.
So, this other bitch that you were hanging out with.
Right. Okay, just to get these out of the way, I'll do my last 2 notes real quick. That I was at this wing place in Annapolis, like sports bar, super packed, real busy. Every single girl there was like downright ugly. It was unbelievable.
Sounds like St. Catharines.
Really? Like, as I was thinking, even back home, like everywhere in Canada, if you got a place like that where it's all about, you know, chicks with tight t-shirts selling you beer while you watch football, like I've never been to one where it's not mostly pretty good looking girls. Is there just not enough of them in Annapolis?
Must be.
Okay. Take that, Annapolis.
Because every single person, it was amazing. Nobody was over a 5.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they were not good looking.
You know what? That's one of those things where you can kind of judge a city by their bar.
Right.
You know, like how many hot chicks work at a bar in a given city. And if the percentage is less than... This is all math, by the way.
Right.
If the percentage is less than 60, then you got an ugly city. So there.
Yeah.
That's science.
It's like the fuck face in Annapolis or whatever the shit it was.
Can't argue with science.
It was pretty unbelievable. That's like what I was saying earlier about Pennsylvania and everyone's a horrible hick. It really made me happy about that I have traveled, because I kind of feel like they're just so
stuck. You can judge them. You've seen that.
Yeah, exactly. Like they have no idea what a pocket of hillbilly backwoods bullshit they live in. Like, just, it's crazy. You cross into a new state and everyone's a retard.
By the way, on that note, I think Toronto has probably some of the hottest ladies per capita.
Oh, Toronto's great.
Yeah. Man.
I would rape plenty of people here. Yeah. It's like a rapist's dream.
That's true.
And then at that same place, there was this real drunk guy sitting next to us, all just like yelling about football and stuff. And at one point, he's like, "You guys know where the strip club around here?" And man, it made me feel bad for strippers. You know, that someone's going to have to deal with that guy.
Oh, man.
Because there's a certain way, you know, you can romanticize in some ways, maybe. The stripper life is some weird renegade fucking suicide girl type thing. Like, I'm not doing what my parents want. But then that guy comes in and it's like, oh, I've just fucked up my life. Like, how is this what I'm doing? There's nothing cool about this.
If I can derail things for a sec, the nearest American town to Calgary was, I believe, Great Falls, Montana, which is probably the ugliest place I've ever been to in my life.
Montana? You know what I'm saying.
Fuck, the people were fat upon toothless. Oh, God, yeah.
I believe that.
Upon gravy with some sort of deep fried something. And I remember this one trip I went with my buddy. This was back in my construction days. He was my foreman. But he had a really fucked up back. And he
foreman or foreskin? Oh!
But, yeah, hilarious.
You can't cut that now.
No. So he had a fucked up back, and we got to Great Falls, and he was like, "You know what, dude? Like, I need to just go get a massage." Are you cool if I go do that? I'm like, sure. There was not a legitimate massage parlor as far as we could find. We were really trying. And eventually, like, we walked into this place and this, like, you know, well, she had about five teeth. But she was this, like, you know, very love you long time GI looking Asian lady wearing a Budweiser t-shirt dress. Going, ah, $80 for massage. No problem. And he's like, yeah, my back's really fucked up. I'm like, dude, it's not that kind of massage. But yeah.
Anyway. It's like in the Idiocracy, how every place gives you a hand job, like exactly. Starbucks and everything. Like, that's where the hillbilly world is going.
Yeah, and then it ended up Joel just had to give him a massage and ended up jerking him off anyways for free.
Well, I mean, he was driving, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, on my birthday. Well, I don't know what did I just do, because this was the thing I ran into a lot, is I'm just so bad with names. Like, if someone introduces themselves to me, even if I'm trying to remember, I will not remember. I always forget. Until, like, I need a Facebook backup thing. Like, when I meet people for Keith and the Girl stuff. There's this guy Kevin I met who couldn't remember his name for the life of me, and then he friended me the next morning, and now I'll remember his
name. Now it's forever, yeah.
It's like, it's all good.
I have the same disease.
Right. Well, that's the thing, is you don't ever have to really say names. It's amazing how easy it is. Yeah. Just, hey, buddy. Hi, pal. Hey. What's up, fag face? Hey, ass dick. And so on.
So, Hawk Prince.
I don't even think Prince I need it. Code name Lee. If I say her name, we'll just change it with Lee.
Okay.
Lee's easier.
Yeah.
So on my birthday was the day of the Keith and the Girl live show in D.C. And there was a bunch of Keith and the Girl people there. And I just decided, I started drinking pretty heavy because I knew I was going to be on the show, and I had already dedicated myself to telling the pube floss story from the Duff Mall. Mm-hmm. Pretty hard to tell in front of a room full of people, I'll tell you that.
Right.
It takes a little courage. But it went over great, and everyone was horrified at me. And for the record, I did trim quite well before this whole trip, because I'm like, who knows what could happen, right? I'm not just going to fly wild and free. But I was thinking of bringing that up on stage. That'd be so weird, right? Like, right now, my pubes aren't long enough for this. But yeah, I just left.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I do remember saying, though, in that live show after that story, just like, well, there goes my chances for, you know, fucking birthday sex. So this girl was, you know, just buying me drinks and stuff the whole night. So this day, I decided to... I kind of took a break from drinking excessively after that first night with Kyle, because, like, it was so crazy how hungover I was. But this day I was like, well, let's do it again. Fuck it. Let's get super drunk. And again, I wasn't like on the prowl or anything, but I'm like, eh, it's just whatever. I feel like I'm more open to whatever happens is going to happen. And if I get crazy, crazy drunk, it's not going to make less things happen. You know, whether good or bad, it's going to make more things happen. Yeah, I ended up staying long enough that the people I was staying with in Maryland, like, they had to take off and have jobs the next day and stuff. So first time just, like, in D.C. with no real way to get back to, like, you couldn't even take a cab. If a cab would even take you, it would be, like, $100. It would be crazy. And so I was like, okay, first off, this could be trouble because I might be stuck in D.C. But fuck it, I'm just drinking. I'll figure it out later. And we all ended up going back to Russell and Laura. They're these people I met on the Keith and the Girl cruise. We went back to their place after the crowd had dissipated more, so there was, like, I don't know, a few of us, six or seven maybe, and why did I just lose my train of thought? Oh, everyone was just worn out, so it's like we're all just gonna chill out for a little bit and then continue to party after that. So Russ and Laura went upstairs to their room. Big Jim was there, but he was staying in their spare room. So basically just boiled down to me, this girl, and Newsy. And then Newsy got on, like, some Skype date with some dude from my neck of Canada, somehow he's talking to. So he went out on the steps to Skype date with this guy. And so it's just me and
we
passed out next to each other on, like, a futon thing. Not passed out, but, you know, just laying down. And it's like, well, you know, obviously nature's going to start taking its course here. Noah Lee walks through the door.
Jesus, Noah.
Our super fan Noah, which, as much as it's like, yeah, this guy is cool, I'm glad I get to meet him, I love you like Zyla Canton.
I'm not glad you got to meet him anymore.
It was the worst timing in the world. It was just unbelievable.
Cock blocking Noah Lee.
Yeah, because I was just laying there and I was like, whatever, maybe I'll just take a nap then. But just, like, so drunk that there's no, the just filters are just gone, you know, and I'm just laying there just being frustrated. I'm like, should just turn over, roll over, start making out with this chick, except that there's a guy here. It's just like, so then, but then as soon as he went to the bathroom, he was gone, like, you know, 10 seconds, and me and Nicole started making out. And then Noah didn't come back. for like a suspicious amount of time. Like, I think it was pretty obvious that, you know, now we're making out in the living room or whatever, and he's trapped in the bathroom or in the kitchen or whatever,
knowing full well what's going on.
I got to assume, yeah.
He's probably just jerking off through the crack of the door, just peering through, just stroking. It's like, oh, I'm going to see McNally's legendary penis.
Let's hope.
And, I mean, it was a pretty dodgy, would have been a pretty dodgy endeavor anyway, because Newsy was just, like, right out on the steps and whatever. But what we came up with a solution. But this is bananas. I got to give this chick so much credit for being willing to be a part of this plan, because it was fucking ridiculous. It was, like, the sun was just going down, like, almost down. It was going to be dark soon. And she has, like, not like a van, but, like, a step smaller than a van. Like, there is a back part. That she has like a bed thing set up in because she travels all the time.
A shagging wagon, if you will.
Kind of, yeah. But quite small, like, you know, not much bigger than like what a soccer mom might have or something. It's not like a van. It's not like the moving van. I wish it had been, right? But so we went out to this thing and we were like, cool, we can just make out in the back of your car. But it really was just ludicrously visible. Like, we're just on a street in DC, like, not a main street, is a couple blocks away, but just cars parked, like, you know, everywhere, because it's just everyone parks on the street, and, you know, getting not too dark yet, and, like, a restaurant on the corner. Just, basically, we just ended up banging, where if anyone had looked in the window, maybe someone did, who knows, but anyone could have seen us, easy. But every time I would see a head go by, like, they just... Because who does? Who looks in everyone's window? I think they were just walking by. I don't think anybody noticed, but it...
I was at a bar in Burlington once.
Right.
I pulled into the parking lot to see a band play or something. And just, like, the only space available was a car next to a car that was rocking back and forth. Like, people were fucking, like, I got out of my car and I'm, like, standing in front of them. Of course I'm going to look. Like, I tried not to look for too long.
How did it look in there?
It looked a little cramped.
Right.
But they were having a good time. I would have done it under those circumstances.
You know what? I had a roommate situation where banging was not going to happen in my house. And so,
what do you mean?
You
had a roommate who wouldn't let you bang in your own house?
No. It was going to be loud. It was going to be loud. We both knew it. Roommate was over. She had a friend over, or I think a couple of friends over, and it was just like, okay, this is not going
to
work.
Just ask them to join in.
No, they were nasty. Nasty, nasty.
So they can watch.
Yeah, but my roommate, God bless her, had this habit of bringing home, like, sketchy fucking people from the bar to hang out, and they were sketchy. But, we ended up just getting in her car and, like, pulling around what we thought was secluded and just banging and, yeah.
Are you going to add vodka to the beer?
I'm going to put a little shot in, yeah.
Nice.
And make the beer go a lot further.
Is that vodka or rum?
Get another drink. Oh, it's actually rum.
That's gross. What are you calling this drink?
Let me see. We had Captain Morgan's white rum with hobo beer, right? So
sure.
I was gonna go with white hobo, but yeah.
Oh, sorry, is that rum?
Yeah,
it's Bacardi.
Oh, then it's the angry communist. That's what I'm gonna call it.
Craig visually even just is like disapproves.
Yeah, do what you want to do.
Yeah, between coffee, double booze, and weed, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I banged in my car recently with a lady.
Right? Recently, eh?
Nice.
Yeah, like, I don't know, last weekend or something.
Right on.
In a TTC parking lot.
Nice. What time of day?
It was, like, late. It was, like, maybe 10 or something at night, but there are enough cars around, and security patrols the parking lot every once in a while, so...
Well, that's where
it was a little dodgy.
I gotta give this lady in D.C. on my birthday major credit, because... Yeah, like, if we got caught, again, it's one of those things that's more just funny for me. Like, yeah, that's right, I was banging a chick. Like, it's much more of a
society
dignity.
Yeah.
All right, now that I got all the high fives, let me say I was so drunk, I didn't technically fuck her. I could not. I could not keep it up.
That's fine.
But did you get it in?
It was in, yeah. Like,
oh, well, then, yeah, fine. That counts.
It was enough for, like, yeah. If it
penetration
was, like,
counts.
If it was a shady strip club, you know, like Opcom Steve used to work at, that lady would have wanted her money.
No, the spirit was willing.
Yeah, and we were back there for, like, you know, it must have been half an hour. Like, it was, we did everything but type of thing.
Yeah.
And I guess tried that. Yeah, like, I was very pleased with the proceedings despite not actually getting my dick up.
I do have a question. Maybe I should wait for Craig to get back. But
what crazy shit did you do?
Well, it was one
of the back of the car.
Just being so drunk, like, it was just enough to not question this plan. It's like, let's just proceed. It was only after, like, kind of laying there, pillow talk baby, where it's like, I couldn't believe how many people I was seeing walking by. And then I'd peek up and, like, there's like three dudes on the opposite corner just standing around chatting. Like,
no, are you both butt ass naked?
By the end, yeah, not a stitch. And I'm just like, this is really fucked up. This nice. Is pretty good birthday. I'm gonna remember this one.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Wow.
So let me ask you, Picard, what's your position of choice in an automobile?
Well, like, just last weekend, this chick showed me a new one where, like, she leans the seat back and has her feet on the dash, and you just get in between.
Nice, yeah.
Like, you're on the floor a little bit, but, yeah, you're just fucking her like that.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. Coach, how about car positions?
Car fucking
I've only fucked in a vehicle once, and it was an SUV, so we, like, folded seats down and had a whole floor to do it on.
Okay.
So I don't really have much experience with it. But I would think the best position would be for the dude to be sitting shotgun and the girl on top of him.
That's
facing him. Yeah, or facing away from him, reverse cowgirl.
Both are good.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. But yeah, pulling the seat back, Picard's move is you pull the seat all the way back and then you're kind of on the floor, sort of, and yeah.
And then her feet are up against the dash.
Also very
good. Who's on top?
I am.
Yeah.
You're, oh, okay.
She's in the passenger seat. I get it. To lay it back, push it back.
Nobody fucks in the driver's seat, basically.
No, of course not. Except in the movies.
I have. She got on top.
That's true. Yeah. Hmm. But it's still not as.
Well, not for her.
Not for her, yeah.
I was going to say, oh, yeah, I just want to do a quick disclaimer. If Keith from Maryland, I was staying with, if he happens to listen to this episode, I remember he brought up to me, he's like, that chick seemed pretty cute, she seemed to be India, and, you know, did that go anywhere? And I didn't tell him that it did, because, like, it's easy to just talk to you guys, but
yeah.
I don't know, he already heard my pube floss story, he doesn't really know me that well, let me stay at his house. I was like, I don't know about my dirty banging in the back of someone's car. I just figured I'd just keep it to myself. But anyway, if you happen to listen to this, Keith, yeah. I did. I did seal the deal. So
it panned out.
Long distance high five to him, phantomly. Let me start it.
Actually, do you mind if we take a break?
Yeah, sure. So, to sum up, yeah, I did get to bang somebody on my birthday.
Nice.
Pretty pleasing. Pretty pleasant birthday.
And I just slipped down Craig's back stairs and kept my my hand.
Yeah, if anyone is in, Parkdale in Canada on September 21st, 2011, if you're a time traveler or something, watch out, man. It's slippery.
Yeah, it's slippery. It's raining out. So.
not please save Joel from falling. Just, watch out for yourself.
Well, if you do have time travel, please save me from this. But then, there might be a paradox because I might actually learn a lesson of, I doubt it. I think you could save me, and I think the space-time continuum would be intact.
Possibly.
So I spent a bunch of days drinking and then came home, and I guess that's it. So I don't know if I have
the rest of us did nothing with our lives.
Anything awesome go on? For you, Joel?
I edited tons of video, and right now we have Picard for Mayor up on our page. Have you even seen that?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you like it?
Yeah, it was good.
I just didn't hear from you, so I'm like, yeah.
Did it make you want to run for mayor?
No.
Yeah, so go to finalcountdown.ca and watch Picard for Mayor.
It's short as shit, but I think it's pretty good.
I agree.
I was at work, and I got that clip of the Chinaman Craig and the rave scene, and I was watching it at work. And the title of it is Chinaman Craig, and one of the Chinese people comes up behind me and he's like, Chinaman Craig? What is this? I'm like, oh, nothing. This is just a video I found on the internet.
Oh, man.
God. So, I guess bitch cake, grab a slice, yeah?
I got one quick note.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I'm looking through my notes. Okay. This is a new game show idea I came up with. It's called
Fucking a Chick Till Your Dick Is Raw.
No. This is called Shit Dick Fighter.
I like it.
Okay.
All right, so the idea is that while a girl is taking a shit, the guy tries to fight it back as long as possible by ass fucking her. Because I figured you could use different techniques. You know, just plug it, go fast, slow, just whatever you can do. She's actively trying to shit, and you're trying to stop her from shitting with your dick. So it started easy, like she hasn't eaten much, and then it gets harder and harder, bigger logs, and then like diarrhea would be the boss. Like you can't really stop it, but it's just who can stop the most.
Is this something that you would do?
I would definitely Quincy Jones it. I would be, or whatever, Merv Griffin it, I mean. I would get it off the ground.
Yeah. But would you actually participate?
In Shit Dick Fighter? I don't think so. I mean, I'm running it. Why would I need to? I'm the producer.
I don't know, because you thought of the idea, so obviously you're thinking about this.
Like, I guess, like, test run the concept.
Is this I'm sorry, this is a game show?
A game show, yeah.
Okay. Not
it has
a video,
to be Japanese.
Because I was thinking a video game, okay, I could kind of understand how that would work. But a game show? Well, yeah, because you'd have this, like, animated girl who just keeps eating things. And,
yeah.
Like, and each level, she would eat more things.
Yeah, no, it'd have to be, like, they're separate girls, and each girl's eating, like, grosser and grosser things, like, to make them shit more and more.
Yeah, it probably is better as a video game. Like, it could be an iPhone game.
Yeah, because as a game show, I don't know how far you're going to get with it. But,
you get to fuck a chick in the ass.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, I mean, if you blow your load, then you lose your boner, you can't plug shit anymore.
Right.
So you gotta, like, you gotta stick it in there.
Oh,
but you can't push
it. Do you have to actually fuck her, or can you just, like, hold it in there?
You mean like press like your cock against her ass? Or?
No, like just like
and put it just, in, just plug it like
just go balls deep and just hold it.
Yeah,
just, like,
I guess if that's your technique, do you think? Yeah, I guess. Well, what would happen in that scenario then if the chick is just really just continually trying to shit? I mean,
it'd just be easier to insert your dick in her ass.
Well, isn't the shit eventually going to push its way around the outside, maybe, and come out?
Somehow, that
would. Oh, but you have like a red meter, which is your cum meter, and if it fills, then you're going to blow, and then it's you have to.
No, you
maintain.
Got a shit meter and a cum meter. You got
exactly. You got to balance the shit. Oh
so
God!
Would anyone like to help me finance this?
I'll give you $5. Mm.
No, but I would encourage any venture capitalists to fund it.
You know, I really have no idea where I was when I thought of that. Anything surrounding why I thought of that. You know, I just opened up my notes and I was like, oh yeah, Shit Dick Fighter.
But, yeah, that's another quality note.
Can't remember in the slightest, man. I have no idea. Oh, okay, I'll tell you this one weird... Yeah, it's not that interesting. I won't bother.
Tell us!
God,
It was a... So me and Big Jim were walking around D.C. Looking at all the monuments and stuff, and we were at the Ronald Reagan Building for Border Security Patrol, something or other. It's right by the Capitol Building, and it said it had a food court, and we were looking for something to eat. So we go in, and first thing is like a metal detector scanner, whole thing, like in an airport. And I was just to the lady, I was like, I'm just looking for the food court, and she's like, yeah, put your stuff in, whatever, go through. So we had to do the whole thing, go through belt buckles, the whole nine yards. And then we're walking through this place that it was just like so much government shit, and every entrance had one of these. And then when we got to the food court, it was like, it was not a food court. It was like tables with fancy linen everywhere and a guy playing piano. But I think he was just tuning up because it was like, you know, like fucking, it's like a David Lynch movie or something. Like,
sure.
He's just playing weird music and,
right.
And I don't know. It was just weird. It was not a food court. I don't know. It's one of those things that seemed way awesomer at the time. We're like, this is the weirdest building in the whole world. But it's not really that good of a story.
Is it time for Coach's Corner?
It might be time for Coach's Corner. I was queuing up the theme song here.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I don't know.
Coach's Corner is a thing that we're...
It's the coach and his name is Craig. He's the coach and he's got two legs. Coach, it's Craig, he's the coach. We like his hair cause it's really great. Coach doesn't touch us in inappropriate places. He's the coach, we wish he would, cause he's coach and he's got pants.
How long does this go on for?
Oh, shit. Okay,
Jesus,
cut it.
All right, okay.
Coach's Corner.
All right.
Is it the extended version?
Holy shit. Yeah, it's a minute six. All right, team, listen up. You get the opportunity. You see the break in the defense.
Yep.
You have a chance to score.
Yep.
I don't care if there's a fat linebacker in your way, Keith McNally.
Right.
You keep going until you score.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, get out there and go 110%.
Hey, coach.
Yeah.
Hey, coach. Is it true that when you're pushing, more cushion is better?
What's better, 100% or 110%?
I guess 110. No, you answered my question. Thank you, coach.
Oh, let's bitch cake rabbit slice real fast.
Yeah, no kidding.
Bitch cake rabbit slice! No, I want to do that. Everyone says one. You start, Joel.
Bitch.
Hey.
Grab.
What did you say?
I burped. Well,
I'll say it. Should we start again? Should we start again?
No, just 3, 2, 1, slice. 3, 2, 1, slice. Slice. All right.
God damn it. Shit is ridiculous. I just got to sleep. It seems like lately time be beating my ass. Every second is like a right hook from Iron Mike Tyson in his prime. It's like my mind is on a treadmill and sweating bullets. I see the plug, but I can't pull it. This belt just keeps bringing me back. And every minute's like a tiger uppercut from Sagat. I'm up against these ropes and ain't no telling if I win or not. These gloves is getting heavy. It's fight or flight, you know how that goes. Facing classes, chasing, got me dodging obstacles. And every hour's like a tightrope. I walk with greasy shoes. Still yet I got my conscience telling me that I can't lose. So every time I start slipping and ego start tripping, I focus real hard. It levitates just like I'm God and everything is lovely. I'm in the clouds, no one above me, with the gift to differentiate snakes from those that love me. There's a thin line between happiness and hopeless, and even thinner line between on point and out of focus. But back to my story about my fall from glory and how I levitate from the fate I put before me. They say be patient, but what the fuck is patience when my heart is racing? Put yourself in my situation, try to be humble. You won't refrain from getting pissed when you look down to see you falling right through time's abyss and start to see visions, memories you really miss. Simple things like your first birthday wish, your first girlfriend, your first love, your first French kiss, your first time feeling hate, the first time you got dissed, your first day of school, your very first college class, your first time touching titties, first time you got ass, your first time learning wrong from right, first lonely night, the first time you got your ass whooped, and your first real fight, your first triple double dare, your first pubic hair, your first time watching Jason, your first nightmare. That's when you realize that time was your worst nightmare, and now you stuck asking yourself why ain't life fair. You get closer to the bottom, see the end of your line, your first time ever losing this battle with time. But right before you meet your death, one more memory left. The only one that's obsolete was your first breath. The only one that's obsolete was your first breath. The only one that's obsolete was your first one breath. One moon to the next, clock switch when you least expect. And make the simplest shit complex.
That's one thing I wanted to say about DC real quick, just so I can use the picture that I took, is their subway system is fucking ridiculous. It is so complicated. It's unbelievable. The way, like, our Toronto one is way overpriced, like $3 just to go down the street, like, it's way, way too much. So their way around that is, I'm just talking about the DC subway system. I remembered I took a picture, so I got to just say it real quick.
I don't think I can make two ties happen, you know?
I think you're already making it happen.
Yeah.
I think it's happened.
Except they should be the same length.
Yeah, asshole.
So when you go down to get a subway ticket, it's the most complicated machine I've ever seen, because every single stop costs a different amount.
Oh, fare zones.
Yeah, but each stop is a fare zone, so it's like $2.05, $2.10, $2.15. Like, at least in, like, Vancouver, it's just split into three different areas.
Tokyo similar, so, like, depending on where you want to go, you have to pay a different amount.
So. Yeah, it's so overly complicated. Like, this machine was just crazy. Like, step one, do this. Step two, check this chart. Step three, do this.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'd rather just pay more. You know, like, this is just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't mind paying.
Yeah, just $3 flat rate. I can go anywhere.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say that real quick, because I got a picture. It's hilariously retarded.
Clock can kill motivation. That's why I'm never rocking a watch. What's a deadline when you're living on your own time? I'm living slow, Peter Pan style, son. You didn't know I never grow up. My mind is set at 6 years old. As far as I'm concerned, it's grown up shit. It's for the verse. So pass the Skittles, juju fruits, annihilators, and nerves. I'm eating sweets until my teeth fall out and I can't see. And I'm deaf in my left ear, but my right can hear, cause living happily. So why you mad at me? Cause your frustrations gave you gray hairs. 99% of your life spent chasing American nightmares. Fuck outta here, I'm crazy childish. Just check the habits. I play with my food, pick my nose and eat it, damn it. Plus, I'll pick my scabs. I'll be the first to pop a blister, cause I'm more immature than that cat from Sister Sister. If my parents tell me no, I'ma do it anyway. Experience will make more sense than anything that they could ever say. Forever playing video games till I'm sleepy. Tony Hawk's pro skater, please, you never beat me. So basically, you're better off paying a bill or something. Your mind is elderly, 40 over the hill or something. I'm young at heart, I'ma forever be a kid. I'm on some Tom Hanks shit. You ever seen the movie Big? My heart is trapped in 85, the coolest place I ever been in my life. We watching Smurfs eating cinnamon light. We never knew a crack rock, cause it
shit was faggle. Only peak pussy we knew was snaggle. Your mind's in the dirt. We playing hungry hippo till our hands hurt. What you know about pouring out a whole box of tricks to get the toy out scared to go to sleep cause something's under your bed. And all it took was a look to get the thoughts out your head. And then you fall right to sleep without a worry in mind. That's why I can't understand why cats be hurrying time. And I don't wanna grow up, I'm a crab apple kid. And I enjoy the company of people I relate with. But if it comes down to it to deal with cats that I despise, I just close my eyes. One moon to the next, clock switch when you least expect it. Make the simplest shit complex. A baby face got the planet fooled. Books get judged by their covers worldwide. Coincide with the illest, the realest. Just fictional dreams, no time to deal with two-dimensional fiends. Shit hits the fan with every click of a hand. I'll be your man eventually when the kid in me is satisfied. But till the day arrives, one moon to the next, clock switch when you least expect it. Make the simplest shit complex. The baby face got the planet fooled. Books get judged by their covers worldwide. Coincide with the illest, the real is just fictional dreams. No time to deal with two-dimensional fiends. Shit hits the fan with every click of a hand. I'll be a man eventually when the kid in me is satisfied. But till the day arrives, all I got is 85.
FinalCountdown.ca